President Kimball has asked me to introduce to you an expansion of the procedure for conducting church affairs in this area and region. With the increased growth and internationalization of the church and the great responsibility to promote the ecclesiastical and the temporal work throughout the world in a more unified fashion, we're introducing an emphasis on the role of the councils in the church government. This action will maintain the orderly management of the church activity at all administrative levels. President Ezra Taft Benson of the Council of the Twelve and Bishop Victor L. Brown, presiding bishopric of the Bishop of the Church, will explain details and indicate how this modification is to be implemented in the various parts of the church. Since its beginning, the church has been governed by leadership councils. Priesthood councils are the fundamental order of the church, as illustrated repeatedly in the Doctrine and Covenants. Sometimes these councils are advisory in nature, such as with the ward council, where the auxiliary leaders advise the bishop and Melchizedek priest leaders in the affairs of the ward. Sometimes these councils are regulatory bodies, such as with the General Church Coordinating Council, which was announced by the First Presidency in 1977. This council consists of the First Presidency, the Council of the Twelve, and the Presiding Bishopric. In this council, policies and procedures are agreed upon, and the work of the church is coordinated, correlated. And the Church Coordinating Council, after due deliberation, has approved the establishment of the council at area and region levels throughout the church, multi-regional councils where necessary. Now, these councils will make a better integrate all the affairs of the church. Region and area leaders will be able to plan, coordinate, regulate all the affairs of the church, and these levels in a forum that will provide for full expression of needs, concerns, and opportunities. These councils will also provide a better means for implementing in the field the service functions of the temporal line established under the presiding bishopric. The leadership of a member of the first quorum of 70 in the area councils and of regional representatives in the region councils. They will ensure coordinated, regulated activities at each level of the church administration. Now, these councils, properly organized and functioning, assure a unified approach to move forward the ecclesiastical and the temporal work of the church for the blessing of the individual families. We are confident that this expansion of priesthood councils will not only increase efficiency and harmony, but raise the spirituality of the church, as Paul beautifully states in Ephesians chapter 4. The church organization is given for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to a unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, until a measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now may I give emphasis to two subsequent verses of Paul's letter, which we do not always quote, but which have a particular meaning in light of these newly announced priesthood councils. But speaking of the truth in love, may we grow up in him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Please note now, brothers and sisters, the whole body is compacted by that which every joint or council supplies. With this action today, we are completing the linkage of the priesthood chain, both ecclesiastically and temporally. And we know that you leaders will give us strength and will benefit from participation in the priesthood councils at your several levels. May the Lord richly bless you in carrying forth this great work of establishing Zion and preparing us for the Lord's eventual rule on earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. President Ezra Taft Benson, President of the Council of Twelve, will now address us, and he will be followed by Bishop Victor L. Brown, Presiding Bishop of the Church.